Afternoon, everyone. This is Vonette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt. And today we're going to talk about why do we believe lies even when we know the truth? Now, I know that sounds kind of really strange, but here's the thing. We're so apt and have programmed to believe things that are not really true. So let's ask ourselves this question. Why does some misinformation stick in our consciousness? Why do people continue to believe untrue things even after they've been shown that it's a lie? You can ask yourself this. Why do we continue to believe someone even when we have rational and substantial evidence that they're lying to us? Misinformation is especially likely to stick when it conforms to our pre-existing, maybe political, religious, or social point of view. And this comes from according to some researchers. Because of this ideology, a personal worldview can be especially difficult obstacle to overcome. This means that if you believe something for a political or a religious reason, it's far harder to change a person's mind and have them understand a fact that differs from that person's opinion. So you can ask yourself, so why do people so easily believe false things? Well, there's probably a number of reasons this happens. There's probably as many answers to this question as there are people who have ever believed a falsehood. Nonetheless, psychologists have shown that a relatively small set of cognitive bases or mental shortcuts can explain a lot about how false notions take root and take hold. One of the most agreed upon ideas in the field of psychology is that people routinely use mental shortcuts to understand what happens around them. All kinds of things occur in the world around us, and we don't always have the time or the energy to sit down and carefully examine them all, even though we should. So what we tend to do is use quick and large unconscious rules of thumb to determine what we should believe and use these shortcuts to sometimes steer us, and usually it's sometime in the wrong direction. You know, have you ever found yourself in a situation where someone tells you something about someone and the first thing you do is you listen to it and it takes a life of its own? But we have become now so, we just become so immune that if we hear something negative about someone, we're more apt to believe that that's the actual truth or it actually happened that way. And what I've known we've come to do is we don't really take time to analyze the information that's being given to us or said to us or whatever the case may be. I think a lot of times this happens in relationships. You meet someone, a man meets a woman meets a man, and the next thing you know, you have your girlfriends or he has his homeboys and they say, well, you know, I heard. And right then and there, you're automatically at a point that you've kind of gotten at a phase or you've kind of stood still and you're processing. At that moment in time, whatever it was that was said about that person, you now have a question mark about them. I think we've all experienced this at some point in time, even in personal relationships and business relationships. A lot of things are always built off of what someone has either said about this person. Were they bad at business or they made a bad business deal or something they did that was not correct in the company? And that bit of information stays in our frontal lobe, and we always make sure that we're keeping it there. And at that point, we're making sometimes not so good judgments about that person without even getting to know them or getting to even understand who they really are. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over a few things and a few ways. And I'm not saying that this is the way you have to do it or the way you should do it, but we're going to talk about how to decipher when someone's telling the truth and how not to get caught up to believe a lie more so than the truth. So we'll be back in about 30 seconds and we'll talk about how to decipher and how to navigate when someone's not telling the truth.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Morin. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Morin, which is DonettaDMorin.com. Thank you for your support.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Hi, this is Vonette Wright, and you've turned into the hand that you've been dealt. We're talking about today, why are we so more apt or wanting to believe the truth so easily, especially when we know are the telling a lie, especially you know when they're telling the truth. One of the things that I've also found out too is that when someone is telling you something that's not the truth, it makes it more, I don't know, interesting and intriguing. So one of the ways to kind of overcome this is you want to look at where that information is coming from. Now, I can give you an example. There was a time, like I said, and I'm pretty transparent. I went through a divorce, and we all know that when you go through divorce, people take sides, and you hear one person's side and another person's side. And my mom always told me there's always three sides to every story. There's your side, their side, and then the somewhere in between there is the truth. So you have to look at where this information is coming from. Who's bringing you this information? Does this person have anything to gain from it? Always analyze and process. Don't be so quick to make a judgment or to give it validation. That's one thing. The second thing I would suggest is look at your emotions when this information, usually a lie, is being brought to you. If it's being presented at a time when your emotions are high or it's just come off of a disagreement or maybe a bad business deal, take the time out to not let the emotions get involved. Because when you listen to something and your emotions are high or you're angry or you're just, you know, probably as the kids say, in your feelings, you're starting to give this life. So stop and think about your emotions that you're feeling. Again, once again, look to see if it's any biases. A lot of times when someone is telling us something and it's usually not the truth, a lie, you know, it's because it's their bias. They feel a certain way about something. So you want to make sure that that information or that lie or whatever is being told to you is not coming from someone who's very biased about something. And the fourth one, you want to make sure that you're in a space wherein that you remain neutral. Now, I know that sounds really, really kind of challenging to do. But when you're in a place that you don't allow certain people to bring certain things to you, you have a way of having it very clear. And you don't really have to buy into, as I said, the negativity. You know, many of us, when we hear something that's not true, we are tending to believe it. But what we have to know is it's okay. And what I found too is that many of us, we do want the truth. We always hear that old saying, you know, nah, you don't want to hear the truth, or you can't handle the truth. But in reality, the truth is going to be what it is, the truth. And sometimes people say, well, it doesn't, you know, the truth doesn't always feel good. Well, I didn't know that the truth had to feel a certain type of way. You know, if you want the truth, you actually want the truth. And no one wants anyone who's going to lie to them, because I can remember, you know, I think our grandmothers and our mothers and our fathers always said to us, if someone will lie, they'll cheat. And if they'll cheat, they'll steal. And who really has time for that in their life? So just remember that lying always has a consequence. When someone finds out that you've lied, you know, it's going to have an effect on you. It's going to have a negative effect on you. If you're in a relationship and a spouse lies, you know, you're going to feel a little bit different about them. Now, I know there's things you're saying, well, sometimes, you know, there comes a time when we don't have to always tell the truth or, you know, tell them at that particular time. And we're not talking about little things like a surprise birthday party or surprising someone for a trip or anything like that. No. But when it goes on and it's something that can deteriorate a friendship, deteriorate a business relationship, or tear down or cause discourse, that's what I'm talking about. Don't buy into when someone's telling you a lie. But the one way to always remember, and as you know, I leave every podcast this particular way, is with my favorite scripture. And it's Proverbs 3:5-6. And it simply says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. So when you're faced with someone bringing you a lie and you know that they're lying and it's not the truth, you can always go to that scripture. Because like it says, you have to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean on what you know or what you feel. And if you acknowledge him, he's going to make your path straight. This is Vonette Wright, and this is The Hand That You've Been Dealt. Today, we're talking about when someone's telling a lie and you know it, and why do we want to believe into it? Until the next time, which will be Friday at 4 p.m., we'll talk then. Have a great day.